أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون. About two rukus ago, towards the end of the of Sayyidul, Allah explained two great commands of His. One was jihad in the path of Allah, and the other one to spend one's money, which is also a form of jihad, a jihad with regard to our wealth. With regard to jihad, Allah explained the story of Talut and Jalut, and what the importance and the benefits of jihad is. With regard to spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala, now further Allah Ta'ala encourages and explains the benefits and the various matters with regards to spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Also, previously Allah Ta'ala explained that people are divided in two groups, mu'min and kafir. Now here Allah Ta'ala is speaking to the mu'mineen, and this is from the beginning commands, from where Allah Ta'ala addresses the people of Iman. Wherever we read in the Quran Sharif, Ya Ayyuhalladhina Amanu, we should realize it's a very great royal title that Allah is giving us, that Allah is addressing us as, O people of Iman. It is a very great honor for us. And wherever we read that, we should take it like that. We should realize that Allah Ta'ala is bestowing His great honor upon us by Him calling us, O people of Iman. And in another place, Allah says, Allahu waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah is the friend of the believers. So Allah, in other words, is saying, O my friends. So Allah telling us, those who are believers, who believe in Allah, we should really appreciate this, that Allah is addressing us and Allah is speaking to His friends. Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, translated, O you who have, O ya yuhal, O ashiqeen, the ashiqs of Allah Ta'ala. Because the Iman, people of Iman, and Iman means to believe in the unseen, to believe which other people will not be able to see and accept, that we believe in Allah without seeing Him. We believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have not seen Rasulullah. We believe in the life of the qabr, of Jannat and Jahannam. And this is very greatly appreciated by Allah Ta'ala, that these people haven't seen all this, but they bring Iman on that. So there is a very great title, and we should read it and appreciate it, and read Quran Sharif in that spirit. So Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, the believers, one particular command Allah is giving, Anfiqu mimma rizqnakum, kharch karo usme se jo humne tumko rozi di. Spend of that. Allah is giving us that command, and a lover, a beloved, will be very keen to fulfill the commands of his lover. Allah Ta'ala loves us, and He tells us now, He gives us a command to spend. And also of that, Allah makes it clear, not of your own money, but that which we gave you. Whatever anyone has got, in whichever way he has earned it, it is just an outward form that we have earned it. But the reality of the matter is, Allah has given us. And mimma is actually min ma, from what? So that is tab'idiyya, min, that I'm not asking you even to spend all that what I gave you. I'm only asking you for a part, spend for my sake, which is for your benefit. I don't need your money. I'm not in need of it in any way. I've given you everything what you have got. 100% what you have got, I have given you. And I'm asking you just to spend a little bit. And the amount that has been made for us, which is our zakat, is 2.5%. So for example, if a person's zakat comes out to 25 rand, you just have to give 25 rand, and 975 rand is still by you. If your zakat comes out to 2,500 rand, then 975,000 is still by you. Only 2,500 you are giving. So very, very little you are giving. What Allah, what is left behind you, for by you, is very, very great. In fact, a true lover should have that, and many people do this, that how much their zakat works out, so much lillah they take out also. And that is a very good sign for a person. And that still is very little. Zakat is only 2.5%. If we take out 2.5% lillah, so it's only 5%, and 95% is still by us. And Allah will love and give much more in return to that person. So Allah says, spend of this, min qabli an ya'tiya yawmun la bay'un fihi, wa la khullatun, wa la shafa'a. Pehle us din ke aane se, ke jis mein na khareed o farokht hai, aur na aashnai, aur na sifarish. And don't delay in doing this. As we read in the Hadith Kitab, we should hurry and do our good deeds. We should not procrastinate. So do it before that day comes to you, which is really your day of mort. And nobody knows when he's going to die. Even a young person dies, every person has to die, nobody knows. So before that day comes, then spend in the path of Allah. That is a day when there will be no more business transactions. No buying and selling once a person has his mort comes. So all that will come to an end. There will be no friendships left anymore. In the akhirat, everyone will be for himself. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. A person will be running away. He won't have anything to do with his brothers, parents, wives, husband, anyone. So before that day comes when nobody will stand with you, the day when no intercession of anyone will help, in another place Allah says, but by the help of, by the permission of Allah. Otherwise, nobody will intercede for you on their own accord. So it will be a day of great solitude also. Alone you will be, a day of great need. A person will be helpless on that day. A person will be extremely needy. So what is going to help you? What you have sent forward. What you have spent, your zakat will come in wonderful amounts for you and help you in different ways. As it comes in the hadith, that amongst the other things, in your qabr, zakat will stand one side and protect you. If any azab wants to come from that side, snakes and pythons, fire, etc., then it will protect you. So our spending in the path of Allah will help us very greatly on that day when we won't be able to do anything for ourselves. Now when we can and we have our money, whatever we have got, we should spend. And if a person, zakat is not even wajib on him, not compulsory, he also should give at least something and spend in the path of Allah. وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Or jo kafir hai, wahi hai zalim. And the non-believers, you are believers, Allah is addressing us, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, what you should be doing. The kafir, they spend their money in useless pursuits, in all this dunya's things, in the luxuries, comforts of this dunya, in haram things, wine, liquor, womanizing, gambling. Now with the sports coming, how lot of money they will spend. That is not the work of the believers. The believers shouldn't spend in all those haram things. And they are humus zalimun. When they are spending their money in the wrong way, they are zalim li nafsi. They are doing zulam on themselves. They are harming themselves. That money which was supposed to help you in your qabr, in akhirat, and tremendously it will help you when you spend it in the path of Allah. And so don't be like the kafir and you spend it on the useless pursuits of this dunya, in extravagance, in waste, in weddings, in all other unnecessary, useless functions, etc. A person must be very careful where he spends his money, always spend it in the right causes, and he will benefit tremendously in that way. So beautiful teachings in this one ayat Allah Ta'ala has given us. Allah make it, we take it to heart, and when we start spending, and when we do spend even more than our zakat, daily give some sadaqah, even if it is 1 rand, 2 rands, 5 rand a day, if we can give and realize what the great benefit, how much it is going to help us in the qabr, how much it will help us on the day of Qiyamah. So don't leave it behind, don't hoard it. Let us not be like the kafir, let us be like the friends of Allah. Allah is appealing to us by addressing us, oh my friends, oh people of Iman, oh those people who are my ashik, who are madly in love with me, that without seeing me, they are spending their money for my sake. Allah make us amongst those people, and not having those habits of the kuffar, that we should spend, that we don't spend, or that we spend it in haram and wrong ways. Wa akhiru da'wana.